So we're at the Chipotle Jazz Club. Trying to watch David Amram and some other musicians playing. And it's so packed in here. It's ridiculous. I'm all the way at the back of the bar. I don't even know if this mic's picking up any of the music. But the band sounds great. David Amram right now is doing his double penny whistle check. Really flying. We're definitely playing some bop tonight. A lot of the students aren't here. We're able to make it. How are you? Yeah, I'm here with the Jack Kerouac trip. Oh yeah? Thank you, yeah, man. Thank you. You went to the screening of Pull My Daisy?
Yes,
did you enjoy it?
Yeah,
I love that. That movie is great. That's the second time I saw it. Dave Cameron talking about it. It's really, I love that.
But then you went inside, but what you don't know, I got there probably about 10 minutes late, and they were turning people away. And then I refused to leave, and I said, well, I'll just stay here until somebody decides to leave. And, I've got 5 minutes saved, and I know where to make it work. So those of us that were assistants were able to get in. So I was very glad.
So many of us are out there trying to listen. I'm trying to move up a little bit closer. See if I can listen to it, of course. I don't know. Right now, we're doing these monologues. So right now, I'm doing mine. That's the recorder. So, yeah. Okay. Alright, yeah, great. Cool. What's your name?
Eileen.
Alright, great. Thanks. What? I'm Charlie.
Oh,
yeah. I'm a senior at SUNY Potsdam. I use the gun, actually. So I really wish I was up there listening to it. Yeah, that's what I'm banking on. Thanks. Yeah, let's see. Oh, we're gonna just... Okay. Thank you. All right, so people are letting me sink through. Excuse me, sir. I'm just gonna sink up front. Thanks a lot.
I'm gonna walk down right home.
All right, hit a bumper shot.
Just digging the sounds, it's kind of ramp wood.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, this is great.
And don't forget about the rest of the Bomber Street, because you get all the boundaries.
Yeah, I know. We'll be taking out of tonight, definitely. I hope to interview some people around that. It's very great. I wish I could get closer and listen to the tenor sax player. I'm here a little bit right now, they're kind of giving the drummer a signal, the flow. I was here last night, there's barely half the people on it than there is right now, man. Right now, it's about, hanging out here, can't be more than 20 feet wide. Tons of people packed in here, man. Every type of person we have. We built the doors, messed up real nice. We're back on the target group. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you. crazy short stories. Yeah, you should check out, like, he writes a bunch of short story books. So, like, one of them you should read is Revenge of the Lawn.
Revenge of the Lawn?
Revenge of the Lawn, yeah. It's about a woman eating a driver cake on the roof. It's crazy. There's lines of prepared short stories. It's crazy.
So what I guess you guys each put like your maybe your favorite or most memorable Jack Kerouac moments.
I like Dark Roots.
I love that.
It's either Dark Roots or Pixar.
Pixar
is dark.
Pixar's
is scary.
I love the Subterraneans.
Yeah, that's another good
one.
That's
the Sax. Thanks a lot for having me talk to you.
What's your name
again? I'm Isaac.
I'm Casey.
Casey. Hi. Hi. Thanks a lot.
Nice to meet you, John.
What? I'm just trying to sit back and a little bit closer to record some of it.
The students from
I like just carrying this mic around. I've been on nice and close. This is awesome. Meet some people. There should be a lot of middle-aged, older people. And it's cool meeting a few of those high schoolers. I'll just like, find somebody that places and they had an autographed book, that kind of read books that by anyone on the strip has. So it's not like really that. But now I'm getting up real close. I'm going to move up. Scott, my buddy over there, hanging out, digging the music, and then we're closer to him. It's a real healthy mix of people here. Some people just chilling out with hats on backwards, the Colorado University hat on. We got people drinking everything from cheap Bud Light to nicer drinks. How's it going?
She grew up in Bulgaria.
All right.
So her generation is a perestroika generation, which is like a lot like that. Similar explosion of, you know, when she was growing up, that was perestroika, and that was very much like the beginning of
generation. Yeah, it's awesome.
So it's the same thing, but I've got all these
kids. It's awesome.
Same new ideas.
New ideas, you know.
But by the way, I enjoy it. I love this. I love the parents out of so hot. I love
bit. I was on duty, so I only got to see a little bit. I was mostly guarding the scroll.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
And everybody's fingerprints off of it.
That's awesome.
It's really neat. Did you know that the character Ed was in here for a while? Edward White, the writer?
Oh,
there's a character in the story. He was back here, but he just left.
Ed White?
His story? Yeah, he was there. He began to take off.
Awesome.
I think it's a little overwhelming when you're in your 70s.
Yeah.
It comes really well. He was here with his son. I know, that's why I was like, honey, we gotta see this. We might not get another chance, you know.
How can I know what's your name?
My name is Hope, H-U-B-B, just like a hubcap.
Alright,
2 days.
Awesome, what's your last name?
My name is Amelia.